KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In area news, firefighters from Messina and Cumberland were called to the Joel McCurdy home southwest of Messina this morning. A resident of the home at 72313 740th Street reported smoke in the home and that everyone was being evacuated. Firefighters were paged out at 6:47 a.m. and just arrived on the scene moments ago. No other details are currently available. Well, the community of Council Bluffs has come together to remember a Western Iowa 17-year-old who died from a head injury suffered during a fight at school. Residents of Dakota Rescott released balloons at a memorial Sunday night. Eskret died Saturday at Children's Hospital and Medical Center in Omaha, 2 days after he hit his head on the floor at Abraham Lincoln High School in Council Bluffs. Authorities have filed a felony charge of assault causing serious injury against 16-year-old Gregory Teer, who was suspended from school. Superintendent Martha Bruckner told KETV that the fight appeared to be a random, isolated incident that no policy could have prevented. The Pottawatomie County Attorney's Office will review the circumstances surrounding Eskret's death today. The teen's friends say he enjoyed hanging out and looking at Japanese animation and comics, but some students had teased him because of his interests and hobbies. Authorities have not said, though, what led to Thursday's fight. A shortage of bus drivers left junior high school students in the AHST Community School District with a tough choice: miss class or miss activities. The Daily Nonpareil reports the school district, which serves Avoca, Hancock, Shelby, Tennant, and secondary students in Walnut, has needed an after-school activities bus driver. Now several parents have stepped up to get their bus driving licenses. Superintendent Jesse Ulrich said the district's 8 drivers have to drive after-school routes. Junior high students have been dismissed earlier to be taken for events so the buses can return for their regular routes, leaving the students waiting for activities to start and missing class. The district was fine at the beginning of the year, but suddenly got into a bind when a couple backup drivers became unavailable. Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will make a stop in Atlantic this Thursday to tour Echo Concrete. The event is set for 4 o'clock at Echo Concrete at 50748 650th Street in Atlantic. The Cass County Board of Supervisors are slated to meet tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. in the boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. Among the items on their agenda is a regular report from the Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner. Also, Atlantic Park and Rec Director Roger Herring will report on a bike rack at the courthouse. The Cass County Engineer will provide a secondary roads update. The final scheduled report during Tuesday's meeting is the Cass County Mental Health and General Assistance Report for the month of August. And that meeting again gets under 8:30 Tuesday morning. Normally it's at Wednesday at that same time. And the Atlantic City Council will meet on Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. in the council's chambers at City Hall. A full agenda will include an order to approve a resignation and a severance agreement between the City of Atlantic and City Administrator Doug Harris. An option is also included on the agenda to enter into an executive session upon written request of the City Administrator to discuss his resignation and severance package. The Mayor and Personnel and Finance Committee reviewed and recommended the agreement be approved last week. Harris and the council have been at odds over recent tax abatement plans, and he was asked to resign in order to appoint his assistant, John Lund, as the interim city administrator is on the agenda as well, and that would be effective on October the 4th. In the funeral announcements, 94-year-old Marie Kinney of Casey died Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Health Center in Greenfield. Celebration of Life services for Marie Kinney will be today at 10:30 at the Canby Friends Rural Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Doris Dorley Simpson, age 90, of Audubon and formerly of Ross, died September 20th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Dorley Simpson will be today at 10:30 at the Ross Calvary United Methodist Church in Ross. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Carol Hopp, age 84, of Elkhorn, died Thursday. Funeral services for Carol Hopp will be today at 10 o'clock at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Also, Bruce Smith, age 73, of Lewis, died September 23rd in Omaha. Funeral services for Bruce Smith will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Congregational Church in Lewis. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Thurlow Harrison Forsman, age 76, of Coon Rapids and formerly of Bayard, died Thursday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Thurlow Forsman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Guthrie Center Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mary Ann Bloom, age 84, of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Ann Bloom will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lillian May Kincannon, age 88, of Harlan, died Saturday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Lillian Kincannon will be on Tuesday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Francis Klein, aged 92, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Mrs. Francis Klein will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has the arrangements. Lori Christine Anderson, age 64, of Minden, died Thursday at her home. Funeral services for Lori Anderson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Minden United Church of Christ. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.